extremely strong. It's about to get even stronger.
That's the Israeli Prime Minister as he was leaving Israel a couple of days ago to head to the U.S., where today he'll be meeting with Donald Trump at the White House, and it looks like President Trump is not going to push for a two-state solution between Israel and the Palestinians. An aide to Trump says while Trump supports peace coming through a two-state solution, if that's what the two sides want, the president will not be dictating the terms of peace. Top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell saying there will be an investigation into former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn's dealings with Russia as part of a larger investigation.
The Intelligence Committee is already looking at Russian involvement in our election. Highly likely they'd want to take a look at this episode as well. They have the broad jurisdiction to do it.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-7591.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-7591. That's 1-800-469-7591.
Authorities in Northern California are lifting mandatory evacuation orders for people living near the troubled Oroville Dam.
This allows evacuated residents to return to their homes and for businesses in the area to resume operations.
That's Butte County Sheriff Corey Honea reducing the order to an evacuation warning, meaning people can go home, but they should be prepared for possibly having to evacuate again if the risk from that dam increases. A possible threat are storms, which could start as soon as today and last through the weekend, which could only make things worse. The top Democrat on the Senate Intelligence Committee says it is looking into Russia's possible influence on the U.S. presidential election. Virginia Senator Mark Warner saying that includes any possible influence Russian diplomats might have had on now former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. We're powered by WesternJournalism.com, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Oh, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D, Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait!
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
A U.S. Navy warship says it was harassed by Russian aviators. Here's Mark Mayfield.
The Pentagon confirms Russian military aircraft buzzed a U.S. destroyer in the Black Sea last week, the first such flyby during the Trump presidency. The Pentagon said the three jets and a twin-engine sub-hunter flew at the USS Porter at high speeds February 10th in an unsafe and unprofessional maneuver. A military spokesman said the aircraft did not respond to radio calls. Russian aircraft have a track record of buzzing U.S. Navy vessels for the past 3 years.
A controversial abortion proposal is headed to Oklahoma's House of Representatives. A House committee has voted to advance the bill to prevent an abortion if the father doesn't agree to the procedure. The bill would also allow a man to seek a paternity test if he disputes he is the father. The proposal granting
the news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by the news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Good morning and welcome to a new edition of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi, and we had a little bit of a snafu this morning with some of our new equipment in our new home at 119 Main Street in Flemington, New Jersey, downtown Flemington. But I'm very pleased this morning to have in our new studio someone that I very much respect, and her name is Penny Passera, and she is the general manager of Ethan Allen in Bridgewater, New Jersey. Good morning, Penny.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Let's take a look at the weather, and then we'll get into today's show. The National Weather Service is telling me that it's currently 32 degrees with a fog mist condition. Well, I don't see too much fog out there. Did you have too much fog? Yeah.
Just a little.
A little fog. Mm-hmm. Okay, terrific. It's saying that today there's it's going to be mostly cloudy, and then there's a 30% chance of scattered showers. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 27, quite cold. On Thursday, it's going to be partly sunny with a high of 39 degrees. On Thursday night, it's going to be partly cloudy with a low of 21, quite cold at night. On Friday, a mostly sunny and beautiful day at 41 degrees. Friday night, a low of 24. On Saturday, mostly sunny with a high of 50, going in the right direction. On Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low of 35. And finally, on Sunday, again, a triple threat here. Three sunny days with a high of 59. So it's going to be a beautiful day this weekend. Well, good morning. My name is Richard Scuderi, and my show is Modern Design. We've been on the air for about 3 years now, believe it or not. Time has flied. And because we're in radio, I haven't aged a day. As you know, there's going to be some changes to our show. Starting next week, our time slot is changing, and we'll be going from our normal 10 to 11. We're expanding to 2 hours, and we're going to have a lot more content on Modern Design, and we're going from 1 to 3 Eastern Standard Time. You can always listen to us in the podcasts, but now if you want to listen live or call into our show, it's Wednesdays, still Wednesdays, but from 1 to 3. So make that adjustment because we'll be starting next week with our new program. Lots of stuff in store for you the next coming weeks. Well, again, good morning, and my guest happens to be Penny Passera. She's the general manager of Ethan Allen in Bridgewater, New Jersey, which is probably the closest Ethan Allen to Bridgewater, I would think. I mean, to Flemington, I would think, right?
Yes.
So yeah. I think as we're both Hunterdon County residents, so I would say that would be your go-to source if you want Ethan Allen products.
For sure.
So tell us a little bit about Ethan Allen, where exactly you're located, what you and what you do there, and sort of you have an interesting background in furniture. So I why don't you tell us a little bit about you, Penny?
So I'm the manager of the, it's actually Somerville, there on that side. We're on Route 22, in Somerville. It's by Immaculata High School.
Sure. So that side of the street is Somerville.
That's correct.
Okay. Whereas, but it's off Route 22.
That's correct. And right across is the Bridgewater Mall.
Right.
So, it's very convenient to, anyone who'd like to come.
Sure.
Yeah, my background is, from Valley Furniture Shop days, so used to sell 18th century production furniture for a long time, family business. So it kept me
busy.
Well-trained.
Right, so and that was a family business for you.
Yes.
And a lot of people know Valley Furniture and a very quality pieces that you passed down to a generation and a very different type of furniture, something that was an heirloom, beautiful pieces. What were some of the manufacturers that you carried in the Valley Furniture Shop?
We used to carry Hinkle Harris,
yeah.
Kindle.
Really quality pieces, beautiful dining pieces, break front servers.
Stickley Furniture.
Stickley Furniture I purchased through Maven Hill Design, Stickley Furniture through your store. Also, you had a big deal with Shipman Mattresses.
Yes.
I don't know if everybody knows about Shipman Mattresses, but they are a big deal, specifically in New Jersey, but really recognized around the country. They're a local business. I believe they're still in Newark making mattresses.
That's correct.
And they make a very high-end, very, very quality mattress, and I remember buying a mattress, a king mattress for a couple in Gillette, and when it was delivered, I was like, wow, this is some mattress. And it's nice to have manufacturing still in New Jersey, at least a little bit of it, and there's a quality product. So if you're out folks looking for mattresses, ask them if they carry Shiffman mattresses. They're not everywhere, but you could probably Google them and see that that's a quality mattress. So Penny, your background was furniture. Your father did that. You were there for how many years in that spot?
I hate to say, over 20 years.
20 years in that spot. Yeah. And that's at the...
Oh, well, the store itself was there for 40 years.
Wow.
But I worked there for over 20 years.
Did your father purchase the store from somebody else?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So who had it before?
Harlan Pratt was the man's name.
Okay.
He was
so,
a great entrepreneur.
So was Valley Furniture owned by Harlan Pratt and then your father bought it?
Yes.
And kept the name?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I understand that.
Yes.
So did you immediately come into the business?
From college, yes.
Wow, so that
yes.
was your job. So you really have a background of fine furniture.
Yes, yes. And interior design.
Right. So having done that with him, when did you decide to separate and do something different?
Well, unfortunately, our family business closed.
Now, what year did it close?
Approximately. Maybe 2013.
So very recently.
Yes, yes.
Because I would say up to 2010, I was buying mattresses and pieces of furniture and taking people that were looking for Stickley. I had a client in Far Hills that was looking for Stickley pieces, and we came out to see you guys. You may have even helped me that day. But so it wasn't that long ago that you closed. But then there was a reopening. What happened?
Well, my dad was in the business for so many years. He
sure.
put his heart and soul into it.
And it was in his blood probably,
yes,
right?
Yes, he couldn't let it go.
Sure.
So he would kind of, he had a very skeleton staff and kept it going. And
so he reopened it in what year? 2015?
Not even like 2014. You know, he just kept
petering on. Right, so he kept going on.
Right, right. So. But now it's really
It's closed. Is the building for sale?
Yes.
Okay, very good.
Great location there.
So, very much so. So, so when you left, when 2013, when he decided to close the business, did you immediately go to Ethan Allen or?
No, I dabbled in real estate.
Okay.
And some other retail places, but I've really found a home now
in Ethan Allen.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, you know, I find and I refer Ethan Allen as a source very many times for people for furniture. And one of the reasons I wanted you to come in specifically today, now that we're in our new sort of makeshift studios in the grand building that we're in Flemington, which is called the Large House, by the way. In fact, supposedly during the trials of Charles Lindbergh with the baby and so on, this is where he had lunch every day.
Ah.
So there's some history to the space. But anyway, I digress. Talking about going to Ethan Allen. So what about you attracted you to Ethan Allen?
Really the style.
Okay.
They have great design. I feel that it's very current, on trend for design. The quality is good.
Sure.
It's, 70% of it's still made in America.
Which is wonderful.
Yeah, it's really nice.
I use Ethan Allen quite a bit. I would say the two places that if I don't purchase furniture myself, that I take people shopping is number one, Ethan Allen, and then number two, I would say, if in a different price point, Bassett. So I use those two resources. I find them quality. They're different price points, but I've never been disappointed with the Ethan Allen quality, the consistency, and so on. But the reason I brought you in is there's a big misnomer about Ethan Allen, and I think in our area particularly now, Penny, I have three stores now. Maven Hills is 20 years this year, 20 years strong.
Congratulations.
We have three stores. The original store, sort of original, I started in Bernardsville, but the big store here is in Flemington at 1 U.S. Highway 31 in Flemington on the Flemington Circle. But then I decided, because of changing times, to open two northern New Jersey locations. So I opened a space in Chatham. Main Street in Chatham, and then one at 191B Maplewood Avenue in Maplewood Village across the street from the train station. But what I've noticed, and one of the reasons I brought you in, because this is such a thread in all the people that I see in 2017 in Hunterdon and Somerset County, is there's kind of a disconnect out there. And that is that, just as myself, who bought my most current home in 2005 and did it, you know, very traditional, thinking it would last forever with what I've done, style severely changed. And Ethan Allen severely changed. And I think, you know, we've seen so many furniture companies go under, one after the other after the other. Not just furniture companies, but, fabric resources and anything related to decorating. I mean, just fold and fold and fold and fold and fold. And there's really not many left, and especially not doing it in sort of a grand way. Why do you think Ethan Allen was able to survive?
Because Ethanon makes their own product.
Uh-huh.
So because they make and sell, and it's vertically integrated company. So it's
well managed. Exactly. It's well controlled, and they can control their costs and their inventory.
Exactly.
But, you know, I also think another thing is this may be leading. I think Ethan Allen did something very scary, because I think the Ethan Allen brand, if you haven't been shopping for furniture, was always kind of very conservative. And I remember growing up on Route 22 and seeing the other Ethan Allen in Wachung, and it was called Myron's Ethan Allen, and it was known for colonial furniture. So I think there's a feel that, oh, Ethan Allen is going to be really traditional furniture. And although it does work with traditional furniture, it's really not at all, is it?
It's a mix.
Right.
You know, you could find a traditional, some traditional pieces in there, but
right.
also it's got very current transitional pieces.
I would say
as
it's
well.
A good representation of transitional or almost more modern looking furniture done in a very traditional way. It's sort of an eclectic mix. And I think it's a good hybrid. And that's the biggest problem I have with people. As I had said, I did my house in 2005. It was a big house. It was a lot of money and a lot of rooms to do. And I said, I'm going to do it very traditionally because I can't afford to keep replacing it. But even having done my own home, and I have the background and the education and all the resources, I find in 2017, 12 years later, some rooms look a little bit dated. And I think Ethan Allen has done a good job, if you have a traditional home, to replace some of your traditional pieces with pieces that they have that are transitional that won't look ridiculous in your home. Don't you think?
I agree, yes.
And I think people need to get out to Ethan Allen, particularly your store. And again, the address is?
870 Route 22 East.
Now, in Somerville, because for their GPS, because that's very important.
Yeah.
I will say one thing about your store. It's beautiful, and it's also easy to navigate through because it's big, but not too big. But explain to people how to get there, because that is very complicated.
Well, you just have to kind of keep your eye out, I think. But if you're heading east on 22... Immaculata High School is right there, mm-hmm. and there's you have to kind of just keep merging right,
mm-hmm.
and you turn in by the Ace Hardware,
right?
But there is Ethan Allen sign.
Okay, so I would probably use the guide, because this will be very telling. The liquor store, Super Saver.
Super Saver.
When you see Super Saver, turn in as if you're turning into that parking
Correct.
Lot, but then continue to go right. It's a good spot, but it's also a very tough spot to get to, because you're going at a quick clip.
Right.
And the only thing I could say about it, that the negative is that's tough, because it doesn't look like you're turning into the store. You have to sort of go look for Super Saver and then make the right by Ace Hardware and Super Saver. But you somehow see Super Saver first, or at least I do.
Yeah.
And then you go into Ethan Allen, so that's the way to get into the store. I like the store because, again, it's big but not huge. So it's very – have you ever been in furniture stores and it's like a maze and you're like kind of lost? Before they changed and they sort of cut the Ethan Allen in Wachung to half its size, I was lost in the middle. It was a great store. I loved it and still do. But I got lost in the middle. A lot of these big furniture stores that have gone by the Mart, some of these big furniture stores, you got lost in them. They were overwhelming. I think you give a wonderful mix of what's out there, but also it's very navigatable. Don't you think?
I agree. Yes, yeah. And it gives their room settings, giving you ideas of what your own home could look like.
Right, in a very realistic way.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to take a couple of commercial messages, and we'll be back shortly with Modern Design here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
Let Stowaway Self Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com. Mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HunterdonChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we are back with Modern Design here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. I'm very pleased to have live in studio my guest, Penny Passera of Ethan Allen. And we are kind of talking about sort of the what I call the new traditional. I think there's a learning curve with traditional today. I would say in my lifespan that I've never seen such a shift in traditional furniture. Now, you've been in it maybe a little bit longer than I have. Do you think I'm over-exaggerating or no?
Oh, for sure. I think that's one of the reasons that my family business, because it was 18th century
reproductions. Sure. Quality investment furniture.
Yeah, but it was only one style.
Style.
People are going more eclectic. They want to mix things up a little bit and more modern, too.
Sure.
More transitional.
Do you think that the trend toward modernism, because we saw this in the 1960s, up until the 1950s, you had very American traditional furniture, and then the 60s came. In and this area in particular, the road system got more built up in 287 and 78, and people had two cars and they were doing things, and there was in the 60s that was that first sort of burst of modern that we saw here, but then that sort of died down. The 70s were more about wood and, you know, kumbaya and all that stuff, and then the 80s came, and then sort of that lacquer 80s thing came in, and then the 90s came in, there was a return to traditionalism. Why is it now, in our time, that we're seeing such modern furniture?
I think people are looking for a change.
Is that what it is?
They don't want to have what their parents had. They want to do something new and different.
Often, I would say, because I've been doing Maven Hill Designs for 20 years now, often I would see people for example, I was in Somerville the other night, and there were multiple antique shops. And often these antique shops are people or brokers that go to estate sales, and they take the mahogany table and the carved chairs and all this stuff, and they put them in their store. But I noticed they're disappearing. People are not buying that stuff anymore, and children no longer want their parents' furniture. See, I always did, and I have a lot of pieces of my parents' and grandparents' furniture. Not a lot, but some pieces in my house. I love the history of them. But I don't see that the current generations and the millennials want that. They want clean, they want modern, and it seems to be sort of going away or going out of fashion.
It's hard to get the value out of the things, those type of pieces, when you're trying to sell them. Resell them. You know, your parents' pieces,
sure.
It's hard to get the value.
People don't see the value, or they want to paint them black or something.
Right.
It's just such a shift. So for me, in my business, Penny, again, I have the three locations, but when I work in Hunterdon County specifically, because so many of the houses are colonials, farmhouses, historic, they're not meant to have Lucite dining room tables. And because of that, there's a disconnect. So people come to me, and I feel that they're the most lost they ever were. And one of the reasons I've seen, you know, I've been very fortunate. I've always worked, and I've always been able to do things. Even in 2008, when things were terrible, there was always somebody that was looking for a decorator or advice or help, or at least paint colors. But one of the reasons I think that my business is really starting to really surge this year is people are lost. Because they'll watch a television show, a very popular television show. Blackish comes to mind on Channel 7 ABC, and the set is absolutely gorgeous. That house is beautiful. The backsplash is sort of, if you look at like a blue glass, and there's lots of gray, and it's really well done. And then they look around at their house with their jewel tones and their dark furniture, and they're thinking, wow, there's a disconnect there. Or they go shopping, and they walk through Ethan Allen thinking they're going to buy a mahogany chest of drawers, and they don't see that. They see really innovative, new, cutting-edge things. And I think they're lost because their framework, their frame of reference, as mine is that the architecture should dictate the design. But now sort of that rule is shaken up a little bit. What do you think about that?
I agree. It's you need to do it tastefully, keeping in mind the design of the home.
Sure.
But also the fruit pieces need to be livable. You know,
sure.
I think that's really one of the major things that's happened is that design has gotten so that people want to be able to live in with the furniture. They want to use the furniture.
Sure.
They don't want to be afraid
sure.
to ding it up or,
exactly.
You know, use it.
The bigger trend, and I don't think it's just a trend in furniture, although it's specifically obvious in furniture, it's a trend in a life change where I think that people had, I grew up, and my dad was an Italian builder and he built the brick center hall colonial, and the two biggest rooms of the house were the ones that were the least used, and that's the living room and dining room. And I recently read a book about my life called The Lonely Boy, and in it I talk about my growing up, that my parents, the first thing they did after we moved in and got to see us was they put double doors on the living room and dining room because we weren't allowed near those rooms. Those were sort of like, they were like museums, and that's how people lived. And they wasted the biggest part of their space not using those rooms. But there's a sort of a vast change in the way people live. I think people in general live more casually. People don't wear... They don't put a tie on to go on an airplane. They don't get so dressed up to go to a restaurant on Saturday night. Cruises, you see people in shorts in the dining room, formal dining room at night. People live more casually. So I think it trickled down to style, and I don't see people picking such formal furniture. Penny and I happen to live in the same lovely area in Hunterdon County, but I moved from a house I built in 2000 to the house I'm in today in 2005. And when I went to sell my house, when people would walk through it, they said, oh, it's lovely, but you live very formally, because that was my frame of reference. And you had a formal dining room with, you know, really serious furniture, a bowl and claw foot and a white sofa, and very, very, very traditional, which suited the house, but sometimes people couldn't see themselves in that house because of the furnishings. I think Ethan Allen has done a good job of keeping a framework that is still traditional, though, and would work very, even in the large house that we're in today, our new studios, I could see Ethan Allen pieces here working very well, but they sort of like have a spin on it. I don't know if I'm articulating that right. Try to sort of, for our viewers, we don't have our cameras yet, but try to sort of articulate for our viewers what I mean by that, about your pieces. They're traditional, yet they're not traditional. Do you know what I mean?
I think it has to do with the fabric use.
Okay.
There's, you know, it's hard to find a shiny damask or a...
Anything
shiny,
right.
Fabric, except unless you're looking for like a texture that's kind of has a bling factor,
right? And that's shiny, sort of in a
way.
We're not seeing chintz. We're not seeing stripes.
Right.
We're not seeing that.
There's some like a stripe would be like a linen stripe,
okay.
Instead of the shiny.
Sure.
Kind of. Yeah.
I would say.
Morays,
I post a blog every week that usually corresponds with the topic of the show. And a number of weeks ago, my topic was the graying of America. And it wasn't talking about us getting older. It was talking about the drastic change towards a gray palette in everything you see in design. And don't you find that?
Gray or taupe and tan, you know, like
the neutrals.
A lot of neutrals. And
yeah.
Then, but I am starting to see a little bit more color coming in.
Oh, I do too.
As accents.
Right. So, and that's the thing, and that's what I talk about. I do speaking tours on design trends, and my fall speaking tour, I did three engagements, and I will announce again when we're going to do our next series. But the series that we did this fall was called The New Neutrals. And that was taking away some of the jewel tones, the golds, the burgundies, and the sages, and replacing them with layers of grays and beiges. And, of course, the new word, which was grayish, the combination of those two brown grays, which are still trending and still what people are looking for. And I don't think they're going away anytime soon. But what you were saying is very relevant in that fact that when you have a room that's grounded by mostly grays, you need to have pops of color. And that's what Ethan Allen does a good job with, and that's what I do in my stores. I've neutralized the backdrop, the walls, the floors, and everything, and kept them very simple and very grays and grayishes with lots of white, crisper white trim, neutral colors, and then pops of bright colors. So, and the good thing about grays and grayishes, they do so well, they adapt so well to pops of color. In Ethan Allen, what are you seeing as sort of pop colors with in some of your rooms there? Because I think the colors are so pretty and you really appreciate them when you see them with the grays.
We have the coral. We have some green.
I'm gonna stop you at coral, yeah, because I trend things. One of the people that we have here quarterly is Patty Dewey, and she's with Seabrook Wall Covering. She's one of the. They're one of the oldest manufacturers of wall covering in the United States. And she goes to all the meetings and all the trends, and she can always tell us what the new Pantone colors are going to be for the following year. And she had said to me, we're going to see pops of coral. And I believe that coral is a new hot color for spring and summer. I'm seeing coral in everything. What do you think?
I agree. Yeah.
And there's a retro kind of a gray and coral thing, sort of coming back. And I like that.
Not the mauve and gray.
No. Reinvented.
Right.
The grayish and coral.
Exactly.
Yeah, but it's got a nice synergy together. Mm-hmm. So coral and gray, I think, are very well suited. Now, when you say green, I'm doing a lot of this bottle or citrus green with the gray.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
I love that combination. Yep. It's so fresh. Gray and green are beautiful. Yes. I love that combination.
And then the other is purple.
Yes.
Like a plum. Like a, or eggplant kind of color.
Exactly. Plum is really coming back, and I like it. And you know, if you're ever brave enough and you have a gray house, put a plum front door in, just the door, a pop of color. And that's what people are doing to the outside of their houses. I'm painting a lot of houses that were yellow or blue. I'm painting them gray with white trim, black shutters, but just the door, a pop of color. And when you have a gray house with white trim, and then you do a pop, like do a like a really rich plum on the door. Gorgeous. Yeah, so that's a way to go. So I think the way people are decorating is much different. Don't you think in a way it's much simpler?
Definitely, and less clutter.
Right.
You know, it's just clean lines.
Sure.
That's another big difference than what we used to see.
Definitely.
It's just clean lines, less clutter.
Sure.
Nobody wants to fuss with
Not things on the floor and so on. Okay, we're going to go to a quick news break, and then we'll be back with more with Penny from Ethan Allen, and we'll pick her brain and make our houses look as beautiful as they can be. More with Modern Design after this quick commercial.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The alliance remains a fundamental bedrock for the United States and for all the transatlantic community, bonded as we are together.
Retired General James Mad Dog Mattis at his first NATO meeting since becoming the nation's Secretary of Defense.
As President Trump has stated, he has strong support for NATO.
But at that meeting of defense ministers in Brussels, Mattis also reiterated the president's calls for other member nations to pull their financial weight. The Kremlin denying a New York Times report saying that Trump's campaign officials had ongoing contact with Russian intelligence, President Trump commenting on it, as Sharon Reed reports.
Trump this morning tweeted, "The real scandal here is that classified information is illegally given out by intelligence like candy." He tweets, "Very un-American."
Trump's hosting the Israeli Prime Minister at the White House today. This is USA Radio News.
High blood pressure is affecting Americans in epidemic proportions. If you're one of the millions trying to reduce your blood pressure to improve your health, there is a great new way to help you do it without drugs. It is the Zona, Z-O-N-A Plus. Air Force researchers discovered this effective and non-invasive treatment that works with isometric therapy. Check it out now at OrderZona.com or call 800-936-9080. Clinical studies have shown more than a 10% drop in blood pressure for regular users of Zona Plus. Get yours today by calling 800-936-9080 or going online to OrderZona.com. Listeners of this station will save $50 by using promo code USA2017. Reduce your blood pressure now the safe and drug-free way. 800-936-9080 or OrderZona.com and use promo code USA2017. That's 800-936-9080.
President Trump has certainly put his pen to a lot of executive orders since taking office, but now he has signed his first piece of legislation. Here's USA's Joe Gomez.
President Trump is making it easier for oil and mining companies to deal with foreign governments.
We're bringing back jobs big league. We're bringing them back at the plant level. We're bringing them back at the mine level.
The legislation gets rid of a measure that requires energy companies that extract oil, natural gas, or minerals in other countries to disclose their payments to foreign governments.
One of the most important union votes in years is scheduled today at a Boeing plant in South Carolina, as nearly 3,000 workers at the new plant in North Charleston will vote on whether to join the machinists union. union. Only 2% of South Carolina workers are currently union members. That's the lowest in any state.
The best in show at the 141st Annual Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show, the German Shepherd Dog.
That is heard on Fox Sports as a Wisconsin German Shepherd was picked best in show at the Westminster Dog Show last night. This is USA Radio News.
If your pet needed thousands of dollars in vet care, could you afford it? PetSavingsUSA.com members are covered by discounted pet insurance with the first 2 months free. Plus, save up to 50% at every major retailer and receive hundreds of dollars worth of free gifts. To receive 2 months of free pet insurance and an instant $100 in savings, call 877-835-6060. That's 877-835-6060. Or go to PetSavingsUSA.com.
Younger millennial drivers more dangerous than everyone else on the road, even teenagers. That's according to a new report out today from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety, finding that drivers ages 19 to 24 text and email almost twice as much while on the road than any other age group. They also have higher rates of running red lights and speeding. The FAA is investigating a close call at a Southern California airport involving the pilot of a small plane by the name of Harrison Ford. Yeah, it seems the actor was coming in for a landing yesterday at John Wayne Airport in Orange County when he flew his private plane over a loaded passenger jet, then landed on a taxiway instead of a runway. Captain John Fox, an aviation analyst for NBC News, says it's potentially serious, but it happens once in a while.
Somebody mistakenly identifies a taxiway for a runway, and in this case, the runway that he was to land on was very narrow.
The FAA investigation could result in a simple warning letter to a suspension of Ford's pilot's license. He's been involved in several crashes and near crashes in the past. And a former felon known as the Hot Mugshot Guy is on the catwalk for New York Fashion Week. A mugshot of 33-year-old Jeremy Meeks went viral after he was arrested in 2014. He served a year in jail on a weapons violation, then signed on with a modeling agency. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And we are back with more of Modern Design here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. I do have three locations, one of which is right here in Flemington, New Jersey at The Circle. If you'd like to reach me and reach out and have any questions answered, my phone number is 908-884-0770. We do everything from just helping you pick your paint colors to putting additions, kitchens, and baths on your home. 908-884-0770. Well, my guest today happens to be live in studio, and I've waited so long for this that I'm so excited, is Penny Passera. She's been a gracious guest today. And during the break, we were talking about something that's really probably fuels my business. And again, one of the reasons that I think I'm so busy this year is that people are not necessarily willing to, there's a familiarity with having wonderful pieces that were maybe that you purchased, or pieces that you inherited that are traditional pieces, but they know they got to let go of some things. And one of the things that I do, or people willing to pay my hourly fee, is they want me, without clearing out the room and doing something different that they don't think will last style-wise, is to find a hybrid. Do you find that in your business with people as well?
Definitely, yeah.
They're lost, aren't they?
Yes.
And there's a big learning curve with taking that traditional room apart, keeping some of the elements and changing some of the elements. So what are maybe some of the ways in you think that you can take a room, a very formal room, and make it more approachable or more 2017 without sort of destroying the integrity of a traditional space?
Well, another way to do it is to mix up with a couple accent pieces that are like a painted piece,
sure,
or a different kind of a metal piece, something with a different texture.
Exactly. You know, let's take dining room specifically, and we'll go through some of the different rooms. And Ethan Allen has done a good job of giving you, I think, if nothing else, come to your Ethan Allen in Somerville. And just look at the room sets. There's just enough of them so you get a flavor of what you can add without necessarily taking out all the pieces. You can buy some select pieces, and you also sell accessories. And I do believe some pieces you sell directly off the floor. Not everything, but some pieces you do
That's correct, right.
So you can just tell, spy them right off the floor. And that can really help you make your house look more up-to-date without making it look too modern, or having an old farmhouse that has too modern furnishings in it, making it just more approachable and up-to-date. Let's start with dining rooms. This is what I see when I go to a more of a traditional dining room. I will see a set, usually mahogany or a dark wood, that will have wood chairs all the way around, armchairs on the sides, lots of wood, the table with the pads and the leaf. They'll have a china cabinet and a sideboard, often very elaborate drapes. One of the things that I do immediately, which is not a big deal, is everything is so scaled down now, I get rid of all elaborate drapes. I do simple, very simple straight panels that just frame the window, nothing formal, and that makes a big difference. The second thing I do is I replace some of the dining chairs. And that's a great thing to do. You have wonderful dining chairs. And I see such a trend, a long time trend, towards having upholstered chairs, don't you think?
Yes. Or just an upholstered arm with a painted side chair instead.
Right, exactly. And the big way, to change up a set without throwing everything away is to do the chairs. You don't have to get rid of the chairs. Let's say you have Hepplewhite or Chippendale chairs. Put them down the basement on a pallet. But go out and go to Ethan Allen and buy some wonderful chairs. Maybe you just take the two armchairs and you take the two armchairs and you put them maybe on either side of the sideboard instead, and then order two chairs from you in a terrific fabric. That's an immediate way to bring some change, don't you think?
Definitely, definitely. And then what you add your panel that you were just suggesting, and right. You've got a new room, really.
You've really got a new room.
Yeah.
One of the things that I love about Ethan Allen is your fabric room. You have a big library. I don't even know if you know how many fabrics you have, but amazing fabrics. What are some of the most popular patterns for people for fabric?
We're seeing a lot of geometrics.
Geometrics, right.
Yeah, yeah. So, we start a room oftentimes with a solid, maybe a little bit of texture, but
base,
and then add a geometric, and then another piece that might be another a little bigger scale.
Sure. But mostly geometric. So
yeah,
if you would do maybe two geometric chairs and then something that coordinates for your panels, your drapery panels, you've reinvented the room. You lose the formal dried flower arrangement. You do a terrific bowl in the center maybe. And it doesn't take much to get it there, I think.
And Ethan Allen also has great lighting.
Yes.
Chandeliers.
Right.
Really,
and
really
beautiful lamps too.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Very much so. And I'm a big fan to this day for lamp light in living rooms and dining rooms. I love a lamp, sconces and lamps. I like that ambient light that gives off in those rooms. Because when I say that we went from elegant to casually elegant, it should still be a little bit more elegant than your family room, don't you think?
Definitely, definitely.
The thing with dining rooms that I see is people are not using china cabinets anymore. Do you even sell any china cabinets?
We probably still have like one or two available.
Right. But people aren't. Well, you know what? Brides, young brides aren't. I shouldn't generalize, but I see this. I deal with so many millennials, specifically in the Maplewood store. They don't even ask for china anymore. They want simple white square around dishes and really good knives and good glasses.
Right.
They're not even looking. They don't want a china pattern.
It's not part of the wedding registry
anymore. No, it's not part of the wedding. So they don't want a china cabinet. Mm-hmm. I see often a dining room table, upholstered chairs, and a sideboard. A sideboard is crucial because you want to have a place to put the food off the table so that you can really dine and enjoy it. So I see people using sideboards still, but the sideboards aren't typically part of the set anymore, and often the sideboards are a painted piece and often a vibrantly painted piece. Now, I think Ethan Allen's done a good job with that, haven't they?
I think so, yes. Yeah. We have some things that are even mirrored.
Yeah.
You know, to add a little bling there.
Bling to the space and so on. And I tell you the truth, when I first saw that, I thought, ugh, I would hate it. But I'm sort of finding it interesting and attractive. And when I look at a complete set, I think, oof, let's break that up a little bit. I think it looks just more inviting and just has more visual interest. So you have this table now and you have these end chairs, or maybe you just went and got all upholstered chairs. It just makes the set wonderful. New drapes and maybe a sideboard in a color. For colored pieces, are you seeing colors that people are going to? I would say in the earlier years, if I had a painted piece, they were either off-white or sage green. I wasn't seeing a lot of color. I think I even saw a red piece in your place once, like a washed red piece. Any sort of sideboard colors that are
Nothing as fun as that now.
No. I do
black
see
or cream.
Black,
you know,
or cream.
Probably. Yeah.
I see this year trending a lot of citrus green and a lot of sort of teal coral, teal blue. So I'm going to wait to see some of those pieces come out. Just something to add some whimsy that you could tie some fabrics into. But definitely a sideboard as a painted piece with the stain, I think, is pretty much a good combination.
And then you need some height, too, there. You know,
sure.
Still, even though the china cabinet's gone.
Gone.
You need a focal point in the room.
Right.
So you need something on that wall over the sideboard. So,
right. Often I've replaced that with art, actually. Any suggestions of otherwise? Because you're losing that height with the china cabinet.
Right. You know, again, art or a mirror, those are usually the two choices.
The place. And just cleaner in general. Mm-hmm. Still beautiful, mm-hmm. but pared down and cleaner.
Right.
The other room I want to talk about that is often very dated if it has very traditional, a bed set, a master bedroom set, is the master bedroom. And one of the things that I refer to people is keep your set, but break it up, just as in your dining room set. The first thing I do is get rid of the bed frame and add an upholstered headboard. Don't you think?
We're selling a lot of upholstered headboards.
Wow, they're like on fire, right?
Yes. Well, the advantage of Aisnauen is that we have a complete bed,
sure.
with an upholstered headboard,
right.
Which gives you stability.
Well, let's clarify that a little bit, because that might be confusing and we might have brushed over it. When the trend towards more contemporary began, I originally started by taking away somebody's existing headboard. I'm 6'2", so I always wanted to get rid of the footboard because husbands hate footboards. So that always went with me before. But I started taking, in the early years with this, I started taking away the headboard that was a wood headboard and replacing it with an upholstered headboard, only attaching it to the metal frame that existed with the bed skirt. But now that they're not doing bed skirts, it's an upholstered bed. So can you explain the difference? Because that's where people get confused, I think.
So the upholstered bed would include a side rail and footrail, footboard.
Right. So you have a complete bed. And that's a better, I think that's a better adaptation.
More sturdy.
Correct.
And, you know, it can be the side rails and the footboard can be upholstered.
Sure.
Or they can have a wooden frame with the upholstered headboard.
I've never seen it that way, but I've only seen it where the whole bed is upholstered, which I really kind of like.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need a bed skirt. It's just,
no bed
it's, right, done. And it's just a better look.
Mm-hmm.
But you can have that upholstered, you could clearly have that upholstered bed in that same set with the same night tables and chest of drawers and be fine.
Right.
So the things I usually do in that case is change out the bed. Not even the mattress, the bed.
Right.
And then the bedding. And then typically what I do is I keep the existing furniture. I change out the lamps. And Ethan Allen has great lamps with a drum fixture, more modern, maybe a little bit of metallic there on the lamps. Maybe we change the color of the room to more of a neutral, something that's spa-like, either sort of grayish or soft blues and greens, which are great restful bedroom colors. And the big thing that's a change, especially if you got married in the 1960s, is take the attached mirrors off your set. There is nothing that looks more dated than that horrible attached mirror, and then do a freestanding mirror. Don't you think that
yes.
always looks terrible and
yes.
dated?
Yes.
And then just do a freestanding mirror. And that's certainly another way that you can go into Ethan Allen, get a couple of more up-to-date pieces, and then sort of just incorporate them, I think, in your life, don't you think?
Yes. So the mirror over the dresser doesn't even have to match the set.
It probably shouldn't, right?
Something creative, right.
Something that adds some, like the word you had said was great, which was bling, or some color, or some life, or some newness to the space. So when people come to you, for the most part, because you pull probably from all different age ranges, all different ethnic cultures and so on, is there a commonality you're seeing with people? Are most people coming to Ethan Allen? I would imagine that Ethan Allen is not typically your first-time buyer. It's someone that's done this before. Is that true or not necessarily true?
We have all people. Mm-hmm. First-time people that are moving out of their home.
Sure.
To, a young adult.
Young
moving
adults.
Out of their home.
Right. And they're coming to
apartment.
Ethan Allen first.
Yeah. Or the senior that's downsizing.
Downsizing.
To a, you know,
So you're really reaching
over 50 community.
Is there commonality of what people are looking for today?
Simplicity, I think.
In general?
Yes, yeah.
Are people coming to you because they feel that Ethan Allen is going to give them something that's going to stand the test of time but not be so stuffy?
Yes, I think, and I think they see value, you know.
Do you feel that people come into your store and say they're surprised at what's on the floor?
Yes. There are still, as you said, people coming looking for that colonial look.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't have very much of that.
But you know, it doesn't really exist that much anymore. Yeah. I have a lady, a lovely lady here, is a beautiful Georgian old brick colonial in Flemington. And she's very, very, very traditional. And she's a, you know, she's a younger person. She's not older. But she just likes that look, and it suits her house. But when she's trying to incorporate new things, she'll say, okay, I want this fabric. And she sent me out last week for a black background fabric with some colors in it. And I brought her a fabric. She fell in love with it. I went to order it. Discontinued. We went to do a second fabric, a black fabric that had, I think, magnolia branches on it to make simple valances. Discontinued. And I finally had to say to her, you know, when I saw you, I wanted to bring it up to date. I wanted to use a citrus green fabric because the choices in that color palette are current. That's the problem. It sort of dictates what's available. And now I've guided her. I brought her books yesterday that are all that sort of citrus green, and bringing something in that will work with her dark furniture, but also bring some light and some life to her space and become more transitional. I don't think it's going to allow you, if you're buying things, you're not going to be able to necessarily find those things. And not easily anyway, don't you think, from a primary market?
Right. Even, I hate to say, an oriental rug.
Yes.
Those are getting harder and harder to find.
No, people don't want them.
Yeah.
My space here in Flemington was the former Lennox location. It's a very big store. It's 2,500 square feet. And I share my space with John McLean, who's been in Flemington for 30 years. He owns Rugs to Riches. And we do a lot of work. He's been a guest several times on Modern Design. And we often talk about what we do now together because I use him on, of course, all my jobs for all my flooring solutions. Even though he has a wonderful selection still of oriental rugs, we don't really use them anymore. What we do, he carries Stanton. He carries the best upscale carpet. And I take those carpets and I bind them and I make those broad loom carpets into the new carpets. And those are the area rugs that I do now. You were going to say something about that.
We also have area rugs at Ethan Allen.
Right.
And also broad loom that can be done. Like, I'm working on a project right now where it's going to be the foyer and then up the stairs.
Sure.
You know, so you have the area rug in the foyer, and then you continue that same pattern up the stairs.
I do want to interject something here because I would say that people are now, the trend was in the 90s and the early 2000s, to do a stair runner, and I was doing stair runners all the time, but the stair runners were very ornate, they were oriental looking, and they had bars with gold, and they were elaborate. Then the change came in, and I ripped out stair runner after stair runner, not the ones I put in, other people's, the stair runner and the stair runner and the stair runner, and they wanted nothing. They wanted they wanted to take their stairs that were all stained, and they wanted to change that after, because we had to cover the holes from the tackless of the carpet, and we would fill those holes, and we would keep the tread stained, and then I made the risers and the stringers white, and then nothing on it. But now I see a big new trend. People are going back to, I think every job I do, we put in a stair runner. But the stair runner now is broad loom carpet that's neutral in a gray, beige, or grayish with texture that goes up the stairs. No embellishments, no waterfall, very, very straight. But I'm doing them on almost every job. And it's good because it dresses up the staircase a little bit, but it also has practical applications. If you have elderly people, if you have dogs as they get older and their legs can't handle it, it just makes it easier and sort of safer to be on the stairs with it, don't you think?
Yeah, and it's quieter.
Quieter, know, yeah.
Those so teenagers running up and down.
A return to stair runners, absolutely. And then rugs in the house that are broad loom carpeting that are cut and binded to be rugs and not oriental rugs, no fringe, not that kind of pattern. And I actually think that's much more interesting to me. I can take a rug that has sort of a striated look to it, a wonderful upscale. I'm not talking about junk. I'm talking about upscale carpet, and then bind them purposefully into a room that fits the space. And that's just great. And that's a big change, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I want to talk a little bit about yellow in specifically, because the 90s and the early 2000s were sort of dictated by yellow. I'm still a very big yellow fan. But I see yellow reemerging as a much different yellow, and I talk about that. And people get scared because they think of a very colonial yellow.
And I'm saying now with the new grays and grayishes, pops of color, one of the colors we didn't talk about is sort of more of a bold, strong yellow with the gray. And that shouldn't be overlooked because that's a pretty color combination, don't you think?
Definitely. And, you know, interior design follows fashion.
Sure.
So if you watch the Grammys or whatever, and then you watch the dresses that are going through one year, well, the next year, interior design is going to follow.
Isn't it funny?
Yeah. So it's that same kind of a yellow color that we saw on the red carpet, so to speak,
but
now
not
in people's homes.
Right. Not carried through, just little pops of it.
Yes.
Just selective pops of it. Maybe a little table, a side table that's painted yellow, or two pillows with it, with lots of grays. And those pops make it special, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
And justify more of a bright color. So what you were saying about some of the new stuff, and I don't know how it works, Penny, maybe you could tell me, you must know by either memos or going to shows what's going to come in, right? How does that work for you? Because you have a heads up on what's next.
Right.
How do you get that information?
Twice a year, we have sort of a market that we go to for Ethan Allen. The industry has a market
in
North Carolina.
Right. Not market that I'm used to as a decorator, your own Ethan Allen thing.
We have
now, where is that? In Connecticut, where the headquarters is?
Indeed.
Yeah. And I was there recently.
Yes.
It was lovely.
Yes.
I had nice drinks there.
Yeah, it's great.
So you go up to corporate. Do you stay over?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
And at the Ethan Allen Hotel.
Right.
And then we see what's coming, and then a couple months later, it comes onto our floors.
So a few months. So you get a heads up twice a year. When is that usually?
In July and February.
Okay, so did you have it yet?
Not yet this month.
All right, I wish you did because we could pick your brain.
I know.
So with the July one, what did you see that was a change for you?
Well, that was our introduction of Disney.
Yes.
So we now have that all on the floor. It's
sure.
been well received.
Okay.
It's kid furniture, but also family oriented.
Furniture, sure.
So there's sectionals and glider rockers and.
Sure.
It's pieces that can be used for children, but also very family friendly.
But you know, in looking at the catalog that you did bring with me, and once we have cameras, we can really look at the stuff. It doesn't look at us; we just show people the stuff. It's not it's sophisticated. It's not pink and blue and girly. It's lots of metallics and black and red, and it's really not. Even though there's Mickey Mouse and some of that stuff. It's not in your face. It's sort of modern contemporary. I mean, I'm looking at a chest here that's $1,100, a beautiful white chest that could be in any space.
Exactly.
So it's not. It's sophisticated furniture. It has touches of sort of retro Mickey Mouse, but you certainly can almost use this everywhere. It's a lot of really sort of pretty things. And things that have more functionality to them.
And I think that's Ethan Allen's intent. You know, they want it to be long-term, not just for the short-term that the kid is, a child, but to be able to be changed up into...
As they progress.
Yes.
I think, children's rooms, as I say to people, have to be very transitional. I was with I have a lady, which is funny because it's so different than the way I was raised. I have a lovely lady in Springfield that hired me as a decorator to do her three boys' rooms. And I have them from age maybe about 8 until about 14. And they really have definite ideas, these boys, of what they want, which is kind of funny. And I think people are more cognizant of their rooms growing up and do want them to look nice and do want to be a part of the mix, don't you think?
Definitely. Yeah.
Maybe it's social media. I don't know what it is, but there's definitely more of a trend. So I can see why they got involved in children's rooms. I want to tell you there's a color here that I like. And I also think besides the coral, there's a pink that's sort of a fleshy pink. I don't think I have a name for it yet.
We call it petal.
I love that color.
Yes.
I'm very inspired by it. And I see it. It's in the back of your magazine. It's sort of a retro-y sort of a... There's a fleshiness to the pink, though. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
It's not like a girly... Well, it is girly, but it's sort of very fresh. And when you pair that with gray, I love that combination. I like to use that color now and find that color. Benjamin Moore, I've isolated some paints that have that color. When I'm doing a girl's room, or maybe even a young lady or a woman in her 20s who's single, and bringing that sort of retro pink and gray back together. Don't you love it?
It's great. And even part of this collection, there's lighting, too.
Uh-huh.
So, there's a blingy kind of a pink chandelier that goes with that bed. Girls' bedroom.
Sure.
And there's lighting that has the USB ports in it. So for the teen that needs something we can have at all ages.
Wonderful. Penny, we are out of time. This went wonderful. Thank you. We've gotten so much out of you. Please come visit Penny Passera at Ethan Allen in Somerville on Route 22 in the Eastbound Lane, right by Super Saver. Thank you so much for being my guest, and have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody. I'll see you next week at my new time slot, 1 to 3, with more of Modern Design. Thanks, and have a wonderful, wonderful day.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The alliance remains a fundamental bedrock for the United States and for all the transatlantic community, bonded as we are together.